Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Shlish, the third chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos and Mechusa Kapara, those are lacking atonement in the Sefer Kabbalah, the Book of Private Sacrifices, which we continue in the theme of the previous Perek, which is discussing that of the Zav, the male version of what flows from the genital area, specifically regarding the Shiv and the Kim, the seven clean days of the Zav, and those who become Tamei from the Ziva discharge. As Rambam begins Halacha Alf regarding the counting of Shiv and the Kim, seven clean days. Kol Yamim Shazav Rei Bem Zivas. All the days that the Zav sees the Ziva discharge, Hadir Tame, for those days that he's having the discharge, he has a halachic tumma of Ziva. When the flow stops, then he counts seven clean days, meaning without a discharge. Kizava, like the feminine, like the female version of that of the Zava. V'tev b'shvi, and he immerses on day seven. Rav Shimshay, and he waits for the sun to set. Ubishmini on day eight, maybe karban, he brings his karban im hoye bal shalosh riyas, if he had three discharges, as we explained in the previous parak. And if he sees a discharge of Ziva, even at the end of the seventh day, even after he immersed himself, but the seventh day is not over yet, Sasa Kola demolishes everything of the counting of the seven clean days. He has to start over again the counting of seven clean days after that last day which had the discharge, which could have been a few moments before Shkia. The next day is when you have to start counting the seven clean days all over again. Halacha Beis. Zav shiro keri be'echem shibis me'asvira. If a Zav sees, not a Ziva discharge, but keri, a seminal discharge, on one of the seven clean days of that he should be counting clean days. So in the Seisei Eliyim B'vad, here it doesn't demolish the whole counting, it just demolishes that day of that counting. U'mashim shibayam. And then, so you complete, you supplement the 7 days, u'mevi kabanai, and then he brings his carbon case, how so? So Rama illustrates. Let's say, draw keri be'echem shibis. Let's say on day five of his seven clean days, he sees a seminal discharge. So he has to count after that day 3 clean days, because the 50 wasn't counted because it was demolished because he had carry. So therefore he had only had 4 clean days up until that point. He had to do another 3 days to complete it to 7. And then on that third day he immersed himself. Maybe carbon, maybe. And then on day 4 from that, he brings his carbon. So let's say the Zav, he checked himself on day 1 of the 7 clean days, and he found that he's tar, no discharge. Now he didn't check himself all 7 days. And then day 7 again he checked, and he found himself tahar, which are the bookends, day 1 and day 7. So he has a presumption of tar because there was a hefsik tar, which is he stopped and we know that he didn't have a discharge. And at the end was also. So we presume that he was tar all along. Now even if he checked himself on the day when he had that discharge, which he had the tumah, which obviously is not counted as the day of Shiv Nikim, but he checked on that day and he had a hefsek tar. He checked and he saw that there's no Ziva discharge coming out and that a pasuk is that the discharge had stopped. Now, that's not day one of the Shiv Nikim. The following day is, but he had checked to make sure it stopped. And he did not check the next day, which is the first of the seven clean days, but he checked on day 7. Or a different case, Bashmini, which this actually would mean that he actually checked himself the second bedika on day 8. But the first bedika was done on day 1 of the Shiv Nikim, where at least here there was a bedika in the beginning of the counting, just there wasn't one at the end, which on day 7. Versus the case right before was, there was nothing on day 1, but there was a half-sik tar, but there was on day 7. Either one of these cases, umatzu tar, and he finds that he's tar, Allah yimei asfira, the days of the counting have been counted, and the person is in the presumption of tar, because you did have one day that you checked either day 1 or day 7, and you also had that you knew you stopped because you did have siktara, and then even though you didn't check on day one, but you had stopped, you did day 7, or let's say you did day 1, even though you didn't check day 7, you checked day 8, either one of those is going to be okay because we know you stopped and that you had 7 days with a chazaka. Halacha Dalet discussed regarding a discharge that would happen on Shiv Nikim and after that. So Kodi Ishe Seseris, any discharge which is demolishing, as we said in the previous halachas, that it would take apart the Shiv Nikim, in the Mevila Dei Karban, that cannot cause a person to have to bring a carbon because, oh, now you reach number 3 of the 3 discharges. Kitzur Hasos, so Ram illustrates. Rosh Tei Re'is, let's say you have 2 discharges, which again requires Shiv Nikim, not yet carbon. Now, so he's counting his 7 days. V'hivsik Yema Yimaim, and before that, first he had an interruption of a day or 2, which again, that separates, because if you would have another one on the next day, that would make you into 3. So he had a day or 2 interruption. Now he's counting 7 clean days. Now within the 7 clean days, he sees another discharge of Ziva. So although he never purified himself from the ziva because he has to catch up nikim, in the mitzvah efes l'shtam, that third one, so to speak, will not combine with the original two. All that discharge does is that it demolishes the shem nikim. Umask limits to start counting over again. K'mishban, like we explained in halacha alf. And a filler rub to him as fear shoulder shri zuchazu. And even if during the shem nikim, the days that he's counting 7 days, he sees three consecutive days one after the other. A filler rois and biyamechad. Even if he saw all three in one day. A filler rois shoulder shri zuchazu. But save him shavish shoulder shri nikim shoulder shri nikim. And even if he saw these three discharges all the way at the end of the seventh day of the seven clean days, doesn't make a difference. All these cases may become not making carbon. Should he use a listeria him because all these discharges were not to make him into azab. They all they do is they demolish the shem nikim and they cannot make him into azab. Let's say to make him be obligated in the carbon. Now, rosh shalosh is belel shmini. Now, however, let's say after the conclusion of the seven clean days, at the night of the eighth day, which is right after the seven clean days, he sees three discharges. Okay, maybe carbon has to bring a carbon. Shemri is elum soisrin, because these discharges, we're not demolishing anything because he already finished the shemnikim. So these are three bona fide discharges on the eighth night, which is a whole new beginning. Now, but men, when we say this, bezel bal shtei re'is, specifically regarding a zav that had two discharges, a bezel bal shalosh re'is, but regarding a zav that had three discharges, and he's counting Shem Nikim, and he also is going to have to bring a carbon on the day 8, then actually, Belel Shemini, actually in the night of the 8th day, if you have the case we just spoke about before, that he had three discharges on night 8, which is Shalach HaShem, and Yom Nikim, that's right after the 7 clean days, Eini Mebe Carbon Sheini, Al Shalosh Re'ezel, he would not bring a second carbon for these three discharges. El Carbon Echad, Al Shalosh Re'ezel, is only going to be one carbon for the first three, which started the original count. Why? Although, what do you mean? These three are not demolishing anything, because it's already after the Shem Nikim. Yes, but carbon. He still has to bring a carbon to 8. And he hasn't yet reached to a time that he could have brought a carbon, because nighttime is considered lacking the ability, the time of bringing a carbon, which you could only bring the following day. The only exception is this woman that gave birth. If she miscarried, again, on the night of day 81, she mevia carbon chaining, where although she really can't bring a carbon yet till the next day, she actually would bring a second carbon coming around, like we explained. That's from tradition. But in this case, the nighttime, you didn't yet come to your ability to bring your first carbon. So although you had three discharges after it did Shem Nikim, if you were a Zav that had to bring a carbon, which you had three discharges originally, it's not going to actually make you another obligation of another Ziva to bring another carbon and another Shem Nikim for that last one on the night of the 8th. Halachai. Let's say there was one discharge on the night of the 8th. And we're talking about someone who has to go bring a carbon. He has the first, what started him off with the Shem Nikim, and then was a three discharge, which he has to bring a carbon to 8. So related to the case of the previous halacha, so one discharge on the night of the 8th. And two discharges on the day of the 8th, which the day is already a time that you could have brought your carbon early in the morning. So then Hareil and stuff, and then that one of night actually will combine with the two of the daytime. Well, maybe carbon chain, you're going to have to bring a second carbon for the later discharges. Shari reassuring the shal called zav because, so why? But it wasn't one of those three at a time which we said would not mechayev a new carbon because it was still at night time, it was mechus hazman. Yeah, but still, that first one is different than the remaining two. Because shari reassuring the shal called zav, because anyways, the first discharge of every zav, kashik bazeri chashuba, is considered like sperm, and which we don't care that it doesn't qualify for the halachas of Zav. And therefore, Vimbra, Acharyash time, therefore, if you see after that first one, two, which is during the datum of the 8th, which would be valid for Zav, it combines with them for having the halach of carbon, like we said regarding the laws of Oinus, it would combine. Now, Avimbra, meaning to create the halach of Ziva, even though it actually would not be, like we said, for the laws of carbon, but it has halach like a Sheikh Vazer, and therefore it will combine. But let's say he saw two at the night of the 8th day and one during the daytime, then already the majority is already at night. In the service, not going to combine. Then maybe carbon al ziva is achrin. You're not going to have carbon for this last ziva again because the nighttime is still mechus hazman and it cannot create a new liability when you didn't even yet take care of the obligation of the first one, which you didn't yet reach the daytime of the 8th. Allah tells us regarding who could come tamei from the tamei of ziva. Hakom is tamei ziva. Everyone has a tamei of ziva. Even a child that's an infant that was just born on that day, if he has a ziva discharge, two or three times would make him into a zav. V'hagerim and comrades, v'avodim and slaves, v'chedesh, v'shaita, deaf, mute, and a mentally deranged person, all of them. But says the Rambam, it appears to me, Shemavin aleim kapara, that we do bring, even though these people are lab b'nei chiyub and nocher shaita, they don't have intelligence and not obligated mitzvahs, but we do bring for them an atonement. We bring the karbonas for them, kedei lachil b'kachim, so that they could eat from kachim, because mechuzik kapara, not do it a sin. It's just you can't until you purify, which part of that purification is the karbon. And v'chatos nachelis, and their sin offering will be eaten. Sharem kakotin she'in the bedas, because they're like a child who doesn't have intelligence, and we bring it for the cotton, so do we bring it for the cherish and the shaita. Sris Adam, a man who was castrated by humans, or Sris Chamo was castrated from birth, mistamen b'ziv kokal anoshim, although there's something wrong with his male organ, but still he could still have ziva and have the tumma like any regular man. Halacha Zayin, hatumtim v'andreginus. Hatumtim is someone that it's not clear any sign of gender. Androgynous has both signs of gender. Both of them we don't show if it has halacha like a zachar in the keba. So we give the stringency of a man and of that of a woman. How so? Mistamen bedam kanoshim. They will contaminate if they discharge from the genital area blood, like women, where their zava is not the same liquid that flows out like that of a man. Them, it's their blood, just very similar to the menstrual blood. Ubelevin kanoshim. Those are going to have a tumma when a white liquid comes out, which is like that of a man. And b'tumas b'savik. Again, their tumma is doubt because we don't know if they're really a man or a woman. Now, lefikach, therefore, if one of them had three discharges of ziva, which then a zav would be obligated to bring a carbon, or let's say they had the female flow of blood for three consecutive days, which then if he or she was a female, would have to bring a carbon. So either way, you bring a carbon, but it's not eaten because we're not sure if this is the appropriate carbon. Now, let's say he was counting. He, she was counting 7 days for the discharge of leaven, of white substance, which is that of a man. And then he, she sees a blood discharge. The other way around. Let's say they would count the kim for the blood discharges. And he saw, or she saw, a white discharge during the shev nekim. That's not going to demolish the shev nekim, because even though we're saying that these individuals have tumma both by white and by red, so it's only because of doubt. Maybe he's a man, maybe she's a woman. But when they count the shem and the kim, because of, let's say, the white of the man, the red of the woman is not going to demolish the white of the man, and so do the other way around, and therefore that's not going to undo that shem and the kim, and would only be a separate account, nothing to do with demolishing that, because that has no relevance if he's a man or if she's a woman.